Did you know that the building on Clayton Street, currently home to Empire South, was originally an auto dealership built around the year 1920? And right next door, now home to The Last Resort, was another different auto dealership built in the early 20th century. Little King's, formerly a grocery store, then a bakery, built in the 1890s. So while the business within them may change over the decades, many of the buildings in the western edge of downtown are historic. Some local leaders are pushing a historic district to preserve those structures. WUGA's Megan Wan reports.
Crossing the threshold into Wilson's His and Hers Styling Shop on the hot corner in downtown Athens is like walking into a place stuck in time. Wood paneling, faded posters advertising various hairstyles, and reclining barber chairs line the walls. Right in the midst of it all, giving the latest in thousands of haircuts, stands Homer Wilson, owner and shop runner of Wilson Styling Shop since 2008. He took the shop over from his late father, who originally opened the shop in the mid-1960s on the Hot Corner, the historically black business district in downtown Athens. Wilson Styling Shop is part of a new historic district proposed by the Athens-Clarke County Historic Preservation Commission. The district would extend roughly from Lumpkin to Pulaski and Clayton to Hancock and aims to protect the historic buildings of downtown, specifically those on the Hot Corner. Tommy Valentine is Executive Director of Historic Athens.
It is as important to us understanding ourselves as UGA is, as the rest of downtown Athens is, as any neighborhood or street in this community.
But, ironically, the very thing meant to protect Wilson Styling Shop and the building surrounding it has been met with opposition from some building owners.
Well, I'm not for it. I'm not for the historic district. Really don't want that to go to somebody asking, can I paint it or can I sell it?
Wilson, along with Theodore Brown of Brown's Barbershop, Athens First United Methodist Church, and John Wade, property owner of the Manhattan Cafe, are just a few of the more vocal opponents of the new historic district. All of downtown Athens, from the Classic Center to the 40 Watt, is a National Historic District. But while it's considered an honor to be recognized as a National Historic District, all you really get out of it is a nice bronze plaque and a promise from the federal government that they won't run a highway through it. Tommy Valentine again.
Where the real action is in a local historic district. A local historic district sets design guidelines. It guides new development. It doesn't seek to end development, but it does seek to guide it.
Right now, the east side of downtown, so from around the Georgia Theater to the Classic Center, is covered by a local historic district. According to Athens-Clarke County Commissioner Russell Edwards, being in a local historic district, like the one proposed, basically requires property owners to navigate some extra bureaucratic red tape before renovating or demolishing their buildings.
If put in place, a local historic district would require property owners to apply to the Historic Preservation Commission for a certificate of appropriateness before making changes to the exterior of the building. Say if there's a building owner that wants to make a change to the facade, maybe put a different entryway or make changes to the windows, the Historic Preservation Commission will consider the proposal with input from our planning department and then issue a recommendation.
Not all business owners are opposed to the new historic district. Drew Deakle, owner of the Flicker Building, has been quoted in Flagpole magazine as 100% in favor. And he's backed by the likes of Edwards, Valentine, and District 3 Commissioner Melissa Link, who want a West Side District because of its ability to protect iconic buildings like the Morton and all the other buildings that make the Hot Corner what it is. But Homer Wilson says Hot Corner will always be Hot Corner, regardless of the buildings.
Builders can come, builders can go. It's going to be Hot Corner. To the day when the trumpet sounds, it's going to be Hot Corner.
At the heart of the argument are two conflicting interests: the short-term interests of independence and autonomy by business owners versus the longer-term interests of preservation by the HPC. Tommy Valentine again.
One of the things that gives historic preservation a bad reputation is when we seem reactive. But if you can designate an area carefully with good design guidelines, if you can work with property owners and support the changes that they're making, if you can do all of that together, then you preserve history, you have new development, you have a growing and prospering community, and you can do all of it at once.
The Athens-Clarke County Mayor and Commission are scheduled to vote on the new district in June. For Athens News Matters, I'm Megan Wan.